A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. All right, Simple Man, that's Leonard Skinner, and that means that is All Things Simple Man, self-proclaimed Simple Man. That's All Things Bill O'Reilly on this radio program. All Things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, how are you?
Did you get your team normal stuff, Hannity?
My team what?
Team normal. I sent it to you. You know, you must have some armed guards or something.
I don't have armed guards. I can defend myself.
Team normal is the off the Governor Sanders State of the Union rebuttal. Team crazy, team normal. So on BillO'Reilly.com, this has gone through the roof. We've got gear. Of course we have gear. We've always had gear.
The spin stops here, doormats. I remember, Bill.
Yeah, so it says team normal. On these great polos, you love them, the hats and the mugs and bumper stickers. But the fun part about this is it's not political. And I know you hang out in Costco and these big stores. And
I love Costco's. Costco's is like my favorite. All right, I have 2 topics I want to cover with you. Typically, predictably, you have a shooting incident. And what does the left do? They blame guns. That was Joe Biden's response. Now, one thing we do know, and I know for a fact because I talked to law enforcement sources on the ground, Bill, in Tennessee, this school, the Covenant School, was not the original target. We know that the shooter had planned the attack at another location, but then gave up the idea after doing a threat assessment and seeing that the site had, quote, too much security. Now, I've been saying for years, Bill O'Reilly, simple man that you are, that every school deserves the type of protection we provide elected officials, and I think we should provide that, the type of protection Hollywood stars have, and that is they should have metal detectors. I think that they should have cameras in all over the schools. So, you know, those cameras were very pivotal to help the police in Nashville this week. I think they should have retired police armed undercover, retired military armed undercover, and control the perimeter. Now, here's what really angered me, Bill O'Reilly. And, you know, Irish people, when they get a temper, it's not good. I heard your president, Joe Biden, go out there. He's about to talk about the shooting. We lost six innocent people, 3 9-year-old kids. And this guy thinks it's, you know, ice cream day until joke day. This is what he did.
Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. God. Ben, how are you, pal? One of the best guys in the United States Congress, Ben Cardin. Folks, welcome to the White House. And it's a delight to have you all here. And who are those good-looking kids back there? They're your kids, all four of them? Well, stand up, guys.
And then he started talking about Tennessee. Bill, if I'm one of those parents, if my kid's in that school and he pulled that crap when these kids are lying in a pool of blood, I'd be apoplectic livid.
Yeah, but I don't know why you're surprised. I mean, the guy is incapacitated mentally. He doesn't have the cognitive ability to behave in an appropriate manner. Let me just give you a couple of things. So if you were really concerned about gun violence, if you really thought that that was a major issue that you wanted to suppress, gun violence, then why would you allow 5.5 million people to come into the United States unsupervised when a portion of that crew are violent criminals? Why would you?
Well, you're talking about open borders, Bill, and we don't do any background checks. And Joe aids and abets the law breaking, which, by the way, he has a sworn oath to uphold the Constitution. Our laws are based on that Constitution.
He doesn't care, Hannon. This is what I'm trying to get across to you. Just today, it surfaces at the DA in Washington, D.C. And remember, Washington, D.C. is controlled by Joe Biden. It's a federal territory. It's not local. 69% of arrests in Washington, D.C. are not prosecuted by this far-left kook DA. Okay, you know how many deaths that is? You know how many murders that is? So my point is that when I hear Joe Biden speak about things, I know he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't connect violence in Tennessee to what he's doing at the moment in Washington.
But Bill, let me stop you, because this is not complicated here. You're about to speak about the death of innocent children in a shooting that took place that day, and he thinks it's comedy hour and ice cream hour. And then I don't know how you transition. Oh, let me make everybody laugh. Oh, by the way, there was a shooting today. I'm very sorry to hear about it.
Yeah, because he doesn't know the appropriate thing to do. If any of your listeners right now have older relatives or friends and they're in cognitive decline, as Joe Biden is, you know that inappropriate things are done all the time. Because they're not able to see beyond themselves and the moment. See, Joe Biden can't see anything other than the moment and what his staff tells him to do. He can't link up, well, maybe that's not appropriate because of what happened in Tennessee a few hours ago. He's incapable of doing that. I am not making an excuse for him. I am putting out a warning to the American people that if he runs, and again, I still don't think he will, all right, and you vote for him, you are voting to put yourself in danger. That's what your vote is. You're putting yourself in danger because he is not able to dissemble problems in his mind.
But there's nobody around him that says, Mr. President, we lost six innocent people today, including 3 9-year-old kids.
That was a riff he did. I don't think his staff knew he was going to do that. I could be wrong on that, but I can't imagine. You know, because all they care about, the staff in the White House, is keeping his image intact.
That illusion has been shattered now a long time ago, and hence, as I predicted a long time ago, and I think you will give me credit, I was the first one to have the courage to go out there and say, this guy's not all there. I took a lot of heat for it, but I was right, and now everybody's recognizing it, especially our enemies. Let me go to the liberal media, and I don't hate Joe Scarborough. I really don't. I knew him years ago when he was more conservative. He's now a hard left liberal on MSDNC. But he does a rant today yelling at sick Republicans, blaming them for school shootings, saying they are the enemy of the rule of law. Okay, so that's his comments. Now, put this in perspective. I'm looking for a solution, Bill. It's neither Republican, Democrat. It's not conservative, liberal. We know how to keep schools safe. Now, if we had metal detectors in every school, if we had undercover, armed, retired police and military at every school, if we had cameras in every hall, just like the school that this particular shooter decided not to go to because there was too much security, every child would be safe. They would be secure. We wouldn't have any more school shootings, Bill. Now, there's an answer that nobody seems willing to talk about.
All right. So it's a local issue. All school issues are. And people pay property taxes. And those, that money is used to fund the schools. So it is not difficult for every single school district in this country, in all 50 states, to allot money for security guards in the schools. That is not a difficult thing to do. And I'll put forth that if you have to raise a 1% on the property tax to fund that, that most people would say, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm fine with that. So that's how you solve that problem. It's a local problem. Now, as far as Scarborough is concerned, I'm talked to him one time in my entire life. He lives in the District of Columbia, I believe. And I just told you that the DA there is not prosecuting 69% of arrests. Well, where is his rant about that? So it's, this is what these pundits do, all right? They know what their masters who sign their checks want, number one. They know that. Here's what my master wants me to do, and I'm going to find a way to do it. I'm not going to bring any proportion to it. Now, as far as the gun violence in this country, I put forth, I think, the best solution. It's a two-pronged solution.
By the way, I gave you my solution, and you gave it no props at all, but you know my solution would work.
I told you that your solution is right, that it can be funded on a local level with not a lot of problem.
What would you add to it or subtract from it? I'm very interested.
Looking at the global view here, all gun crimes have to be federal crimes. You got to take it out of D.C. and Chicago and New York because they don't prosecute gun crimes. If you're caught with an illegal gun and you have a rap sheet in New York City, Bragg's not going to prosecute you, chances are, and he's certainly not going to ask for bail. So that's insane. So if you make all gun crimes federal crimes with strict mandatory prison sentences, you cut it in half. As far as the mentally ill are concerned, the states themselves, again, this is not a federal issue. The mentally ill is a state issue. And the states basically have to, on the high, on the assault rifle front, they have to have very stringent registration. Not ban them, but if you want one, you've got to go through training. You've got, and I know you have, you have to basically do a background check, and the state's got to have a list of who has assault weapons ready in case there's somebody calls up the cops and say, hey, this guy's beating up his...
Bill, that's called the background check. What do you want, a gun registry? You want a federal gun registry?
No, state.
You want a state gun registry? Because I don't.
I know.
That is such an intrusion into people's privacy and lives. And by the way, the overwhelming majority of gun owners like me are responsible gun owners. Bill, I've carried a weapon my entire adult life.
We want people to be able to protect themselves under the Second Amendment, okay? But the states have an obligation on assault weapons or bazookas or things like that to have a registration process.
All right, quick break. More with Simple Man Bill O'Reilly on the other side. And then your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program today as we continue.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, number two, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today. 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
And now, a word from the 46th President of the United States.
So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway.
Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, we continue with Simple Man Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. If you were a liberal and you weren't a friend, I would ask you a question that I think would trip you up.
Go ahead, ask it.
You know, I'm not trying to do that. We're friends, and I am definitely a stronger advocate of the Second Amendment than you are. I've learned to shoot. My mom was a prison guard since I was 10. So, but my point is, how do you define an assault weapon? Because I recently purchased, I have a gun collection.
To decide. It's a public safety issue. In New York, where we live, okay, you can't get an assault rifle.
Wrong.
Possible to get one.
Bill, wrong.
In the city?
Let me tell you what I have to do, because I literally hired.
But you're not in the city.
I'm not in the city, but for New York State, I'm talking about. I can buy the same weapon that somebody would buy in, say, Tennessee or Florida. And the only difference in 99% of the cases, I have to make or modify to obey the law, which I absolutely follow. When they said you can only have 7 bullets in your gun, not 10, I took out 3.
Okay, that's
so. So, but what I have, there, most of them are cosmetic changes, Bill. I know, because I pay a gunsmith money to comply with New York law. I follow it to a T.
But Wyoming and Montana are different than New York. There, in these rural areas, you may need a heavier weapon to protect yourself.
But the point is, it's the same gun with a cosmetic change that has no discernible impact on the firearm.
Okay. Well, look, you know more about that than I do. All I'm saying is the regulating weapons. A state function.
All right, Mr. O'Reilly. All things Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. We appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
All right, fun. Thanks.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. Your call's coming up in just a second. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I want to remind all of you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Their promise is to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's heroes made for us. And we're talking about people like our friend of this program, U.S. Air Force Senior Master Sergeant Israel Del Toro Jr. Now, he made a promise to his dad and his son that his son wouldn't grow up without his father. And his Humvee exploded in Afghanistan. He suffered severe burns, over 80% of his body. He's a friend of the show. With only 15% chance of survival, he focused on that promise. He later became the first fully disabled airman permitted to reenlist. And by the way, he was also a gold medal winner in the Invictus Games. Now, he shares his story to help others. And thanks to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and your generous donations, Del Toro received a mortgage-free smartphone home for his house. And it has a myriad of smart features to help him live more independently. Anyway, heroes like Del Toro need help. We owe them that help. Well, join everyone here on the Hannity team, please, and join us. They're asking for $11 a month. That's all they want. And if everybody steps up, guess what? We can help all of these heroes. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now, we have discussed at length how this climate alarmist agenda, woke agenda of Biden and the radical socialist New Green Dealists and climate alarmist cultists have now overtaken every single aspect of government. I mean, they are allocating funds in just about every single department in government for woke programs, for New Green Deal socialism programs. Matt Gaetz, congressman, Florida, confronted Defense Secretary General Austin over drag queen story hour going on at military bases. I never thought I'd do this topic. I started this business, in 1987, first time I ever got to a radio microphone. And let me play that for you.
I guess my question is, how much taxpayer money should go to fund drag queen story hours on military bases?
You know, drag queen story hours is not something that the department funds.
Well, wait a second. That's actually not what the record seems to suggest. You were going to fund one at Ramstein Air Force Base. That one got canceled, but that's DOD insignia. That's a drag queen story hour for children. Then also at Malmstrom Air Force Base outside of Great Falls, Montana, you had a drag queen story hour for kids. At the Joint Base Langley-Eustis, you put on a drag queen story hour on a Saturday for the first ever kid-friendly diversity, equity, inclusion summer festival. And at Nellis Air Force Base, you had the Drag You Nellis on June 17th. Who funded these things, Mr. Secretary?
Listen, drag shows and are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds.
But wait, why are they happening on military bases? I just showed you the evidence. Why are they happening?
I will say again, this is not something that we support or fund.
So you think hosting a drag queen story hour on a military base isn't supporting the drag queen story hour?
I stand by what I just said.
But you may stand by it, but it's belied by the evidence over and over again.
I cannot believe we're talking about our military here. Meanwhile, China is building up their military. I mean, they are out of control right now building up their military. It's scary. And by the way, Putin announcing he's going to deploy tactical nukes along Ukraine's border in Belarus. That is a scary development for everybody. What's Joe going to do? General Milley admitted that it's not likely that Ukraine can win this war militarily. Now is admitting that U.S. oversight of weapons going to Ukraine is not as rigorous as you might think, meaning everything we've been telling you, they're wasting money left and right when we should be spending that money. If Europe doesn't want to chip in and they're not going to pay their fair share and they're not going to fight to win, it's time to pull out and say we're done. Now, if Europe's willing to do their part, and I mean really step up, and Joe's willing to take the handcuffs off, I'll reconsider. But until then, no thank you. China's now threatening our Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, if he meets with the Taiwan president. Are you kidding me? We're going to listen to China's now latest threat? Unbelievable. You have a cabinet official of Biden forced to admit climate agenda is strengthening China. I mean, Jennifer Granholm, you know, bragging about this. I will say this, the Republicans, to their very credit, they have said we should no longer accept the classification of China as a developing nation. Now, Biden's Pentagon can't afford to buy enough weapons and equipment, but they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on diversity programs. JustTheNews.com. The Biden Pentagon is increasingly struggling to fill weapons and equipment requests just for the Ukraine war. We're depleting our own, by the way, military preparedness. At the same time, hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer funds, it's going to pay for ongoing diversity, equity, inclusion efforts in the military. I've been sounding an alarm for months about shortcomings, shrinkages in our defense production capacity. This is a Democratic Senator, Richard Blumenthal. These difficulties come as the Pentagon is focusing their attention and their funds on climate and equity initiatives. Recent Department of Defense Controller's budget report shows that nearly $500 million in fiscal year 2023 will be spent on enhancing diversity, equity, inclusion, accessibility programs, and addressing extremism in the ranks. How about we build the meanest, baddest, toughest, kick-ass military with the most sophisticated military weaponry and technology ever created as a deterrent? You got North Korea. They just launched a new weapon that can cause a radioactive tsunami. We've been telling you over and over again what China's doing with their building up of weapons. They're far more advanced than we are in terms of hypersonic technology. Another Latin America country has chosen China as well. But all right, let's get, let's see. Skip in Florida. Skip, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. What's going on?
Well, thanks, Sean. Bill could write a new book titled Killing the American Dream.
Well, that's going to be after he writes Killing Sean Hannity.
Well, his main characters, of course, could be our modern-day woke anarchists, and then chronicle it through history back to McKinley, maybe even the post-war civil Democrats. What do you think?
Listen, the sad truth is, and I've said this to many people recently, I can't think of a time in my life that I've ever been this concerned about this country. I just mentioned open borders, for example. I mentioned, you know, we know for a fact that terrorists have been trying to get into this country and Joe has open borders. You know what that means? That means terror cells exist in this country. You know what that means? They are plotting, planning, scheming just for the right moment, the right time, and God only knows what this attack may end up looking like or being. That should scare every American. The fact that we gave up energy independence, that should scare every American. The fact that we're useless on the world stage, that should scare everybody. The alliance with China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, the Saudis, everyone's leaving the U.S. because they don't have confidence in Joe. Everything we see about Joe, weak, frail, a cognitive mess, they see too. And they're taking full advantage of it, hence the war with Putin. Putin, by the way, funding the war because we have depleted, we've literally reduced dramatically the supply of energy in the world marketplace. Well, that increases prices and profits. Putin's getting filthy rich. The Saudis' largest oil company last year had a record amount of profits, $167 billion, thanks to Joe Biden. And why shouldn't they align with China? Now China's going to buy their oil. I've never been this concerned about our future, our kids' future, our grandkids' future than I am right now. And there's only one thing that's going to fix it, and that's election victory in November of 2024. And I can't emphasize enough how Republicans better get their head out of their you-know-what and get to work, and they better embrace voting by mail, early voting, and they better get at least equal on par with the Democrats and legal ballot harvesting. Hopefully, they'll build a more sophisticated and better system, but, you know, nothing's happening so far. Anyway, but what do you think? Killing Hannity would be a bestseller, wouldn't it?
I mean, who's writing it?
Bill O'Reilly. Simple man. All right, Skip, we love you, man. Thanks for checking in from Florida. Out in California, John next, Sean Hannity Show. Where in California are you?
Southern Cal.
Southern Cal. All right. Well, there are places in Southern Cal that have a few normal people, not many.
Actually, you'd be surprised. County of San Bernardino is one of those holdout conservative counties that, for whatever reason, Newsom hasn't been able to churn up into another communist sub-state, but I digress. I was calling because, honestly, I was not a Trump fan, and when I saw what he did, I was totally on board with him. I feel for the guy, and I don't understand how, if you're in his position, you want to endure this pain again. You want to go through all the hell that they put him through when all he wanted to do was just, well, what he did, straighten things out, you know?
Listen, and look, it never has ended. From the moment this guy came down the escalator, you know, now we have, let's see, he's got an investigation with the DA in Manhattan, although that looks like it might be put off for a month, which may suggest that there's just too much controversy around it and the case is too weak. I don't know, though. I wouldn't count on that. Then he's got a civil case from 27 years ago, an allegation by I guess some former host someplace somewhere, I don't know, that somehow Donald Trump is being accused of sexual assault in a changing room in a department store. With no physical evidence that I have heard of in the case. And then, of course, you got Georgia Fulton County. I've read that entire transcript, and I don't see a case in any way, shape, manner, or form. They just take out one paragraph in what was a very long phone call with a lot of details of where Donald Trump thought that they were making mistakes in terms of election integrity issues down in Georgia. You may not agree. It doesn't matter. When he said, you know, he was talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. He was explaining in detail, you know, 18,000 votes, you know, vacant addresses issues. So, you know, they're out to get him. And then you have a special counsel set up by Merrick Garland. God only knows what they're looking into. I have no doubt that's going to spread into other areas besides J6 and, you know, the raid at Mar-a-Lago and classified documents. Interesting, though, we never hear about the special counsel appointed to look into Biden. We only hear about the people going after Trump.
I know. It baffles me. Like I said,
listen, if I was him, I wouldn't run. I asked him that question in my interview with him. Why? You have, I think it actually, if that part airs tonight, why bother? Who needs this Adam Schiff? Who needs it? He gave a good answer. I will say that.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, my friend. God bless you. Even though you're out in the highest tax state in the country. I'm not far behind, by the way, so I have no right to criticize. All right, quick break. Right back to the phones. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program as we continue.
Up next, our final roundup and information overload hour.
All right, let's get back to our busy phones. Let's see. Rodney is in North Carolina. What's up, Rodney? How are you?
Hey, Sean. I'm well and hope you are.
I am. Thank you.
Conversation today. Yeah, great conversation today. And you're spot on, right? And that's what scares me, right? I think what President Trump did, no matter how good it was never going to be good enough because who he was. And I hope everybody's happy. We don't have mean tweets anymore. Yay, us. But the reality is, it's never been more critical that we win the White House than we do next year. And the question is, can we do it with Trump, right? I mean, as a country, we've softened. And I just wonder, could we legitimately put him in office?
Yeah, I think he can win. There's too many unknowns at this point to make any prediction with any degree of certainty. He is by far the front runner. I mean, we don't even know. I asked, I would prefer right now, especially that Republicans stay united and focused on Biden and Kamala Harris and this horrible agenda. It's inevitable that when you have a primary, there's going to be fighting. I'm not going to lie. I was a bit surprised at the extent of contentiousness between President Trump, who did a phenomenal job as president, under the worst circumstances, constant, never-ending investigation. And there's no doubt he did help Ron DeSantis in 2018. And Ron DeSantis in those 4 years did a great job. But it seems to me to be pretty personal on both sides, and I wish it wasn't so. But, you know, it is what it's going to be, and it's really going to be up to every Republican to decide who they want, who they think the best candidate's going to be, don't you think?
Well, and I would totally agree. And I think Trump proved in his 4 years that he moved the ball down the field. And I think he certainly could again. You know, look at the inflation and everything that's going on in our world right now. It's a stark contrast from what we had a few years ago. And it's just so critical that we get somebody in office that can save our country, because we're spiraling out of control right now.
We are spiraling out of control. 100%. And to me, you know, I understand politics. I understand primaries. I've been through a number of them. They inevitably always get vicious and nasty. It is called a blood sport for a reason. I can handle it. Many people don't like it. People are telling me they don't like, you know, the infighting. I can't stop it. What am I going to do? Have a summit and try and broker a peace? I don't think anybody's going to listen to me. All right, listen, in these tough economic times, you need to find every way possible to save money. One surefire way to save money and not sacrifice service is make the switch to my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company called Pure Talk. They also have the best customer service. And the great thing is, you know, government's not going to help you. So you got to find out your own ways to bring in more money and cut back on some spending. The average family, when they switch to Pure Talk, is saving close to $1,000 a year. Many families are even saving much more. And the good part is Pure Talk, they use the exact same cell towers as does Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And they use the same 5G network, the exact same one. You'll have the same number of bars on your phone. You get the same exact coverage. You pay about half the price. If you look at your phone bill, you're probably paying, you know, $80 a month per line to a company that doesn't really care about you. Pure Talk, you can get blazing fast data, unlimited talk and text for $30 a month, no contract to sign, and 100% money back guarantee. Anyway, make the switch. Join the hundreds of thousands of us in this stampede. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. #250, keyword save now. From Pure Talk, simply smarter wireless. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.